name, Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
First and foremost, I give thanks to God that He has gathered our brothers and sisters on this blessed day to come before Him to worship Him.
首先要感谢赞美神，在这个祝福的仪式，可以聚集所有弟兄姐妹们在这里敬拜神。
We also thank God that our brothers and sisters are able to lay aside their work of labor and to enter into the rest of God.
再来也要感谢神，让弟兄姐妹们能把世界上的工作放在旁边，来这里享受神的安息祝福。
In actual fact, we are so blessed because we are the children of God. We are able to come before Him and to enjoy the Sabbath.
那其实因为我们是神的儿女，所以能够来到他的面前守安息日是很大的福气。
So each time when we come to the church to observe the Sabbath, we are reminded of our relationship with our Heavenly Father.
每次来到教会守安息日时，我们再次提醒我们与我们天父的关系。
He is our Father, and we are His children.
他是我们的天父，我们是他的儿女。
We have this duty towards Him, that is to worship Him.
那我们有这个责任，就是要来敬拜他。
If you look at the institution of the Sabbath,
如果我们看到是安息日的创立,
not only we can see the great wisdom of God,
我们不只能够看到神伟大的智慧,
we can actually see His care and love for His chosen.
我们也可以看到他对他拣选的人的关爱跟照顾。
We know that the seventh day is the rest day.
我们知道第七天是安息日。
God rested on the seventh day after the creation.
神在创造天地后第七天休息着。
He is God, He is Almighty. There's no need for Him to rest in actual fact.
他本身是神，他是伟大的，他其实并不需要休息。
Now, why did He rest?
那他为什么休息呢？
To show us a pattern of rest.
是为了要, 为我们立一个这个安息的榜样。
The Bible tells us that if we keep the seven-day Sabbath,
圣经告诉我们, 如果我们守第七天为安息日,
We enter not into our own rest, but into the rest of God.
我们不是进入自己的安息, 而是进入神的安息。
So according to the book of Hebrews, for those who enter into the rest of God, they are given this hope of entering into the grand Sabbath in the future.
希伯来书告诉我们, 凡进入神的安息, 将有一个到未来, 有个这个盼望能够进入神永生的安息。
So here we can see the love of God for His chosen people.
这里我们可以看到神对他拣选的百姓的爱。
Today I'm going to share with you the topic on in prison.
今天与大家分享的题目是在监狱里。
We know that after conversion, Paul was chosen to serve the Lord.
我们知道在保罗被拣选后, 他被拣选要来为神工作。
You find that his ministry works actually like was punctuated by many imprisonments.
那我们知道他的服事, 包括了许多,
被关在监狱里的时候。 After his third missionary journey,
在他的第三次旅行后,
He returned to Jerusalem.
他回到了耶路撒冷。
The Jews, you know, pressed false charges against him.
那里的犹太人对他,
控诉他。 And they stir up, you know, the people to attack him.
然后激怒众人来攻击他。
Paul could have would have been killed, but you know, he was rescued by the Roman soldiers.
虽然保罗可能会被杀掉，可是他却被罗马兵 军兵们拯救。
So the Roman soldiers put him in the prison in Jerusalem.
这些罗马兵丁呢，将他保罗放在耶路撒冷的监狱中。
However, there was a group of people who made vow to kill Paul.
但是又有一组人，他们发誓要杀害保罗。
And this was learned by the Roman soldiers.
那这罗马兵军他们得到了这个消息。
So he moved him from Jerusalem to Caesarea.
那他们又将保罗从 耶路撒冷的监狱 换到 撒加利亚。
And he was in prison there for 2 years.
那保罗在那个监狱里待了两年。
Paul realized that he would not be set free.
保罗也清楚他并不会被释放。
So he used his right as a Roman citizen to appeal to Caesar.
那他借着他是一个罗马公民的身份来向该撒来上诉。
So after making a dangerous journey to Rome,
那在他一次做了一次很危险的旅程到罗马时，
He was put under a house arrest.
那他就是被关在家里。
So he was there for 2 years.
他在罗马待了两年。
It was during his imprisonment that he has written the book of Philippians, the book of Ephesians, Colossians, and also the book of Philemon.
那就是在这段期间，他写了以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书跟腓立门书。
Today I want you to look at Acts of the Apostle chapter 16.
那今天与大家分享《使徒行传》第十六章。
To help us understand what he did in the prison.
让我们来了解他在监狱里做了哪些事情。
In comparison, the imprisonment in Philippi is relatively short.
那比较起他在腓立比的监狱中的时间较短。
We turn to Acts chapter 16.
我们翻开《使徒行传》第十六章。
From verse 16 onwards, it talks about Paul and Silas were in prison.
从十六节开始讲到保罗与希拉被困。
Because they cast out a demon from a slave girl.
因为他们从一个使女身上赶出了鬼。
And because of that, they were imprisoned.
因为这样子他们被困。
Now we read verse 25. Yeah?
从第二十五节。
Please read chapter 16, verse 25.
使徒行传十六章二十五节。
But at midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them.
二十五节，约在半月，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳听。
So when they were in prison, they were praying and they were singing hymns to God.
他们在监狱中是在赞美、祷告、唱赞美神。
We know that offering prayers to God is our duty.
我们知道我们的责任就是要来赞美神。
As God's children, we need to communicate with our Heavenly Father.
身为神的儿女，我们需要与我们的天父来沟通。
We know that through prayers, we can be strengthened to face the challenges in life.
那借着祷告，我们也有能力来面对生命中的一切事情。
We know that at that point in time, they were in prison. Obviously, through prayer, they asked for God's guidance.
在这段时间，他们借着祷告求神来带领他们。
In actual fact, they were in a very dangerous position because before they were in prison, they had been beaten up.
那其实这段时间他们是在处于非常危险的状态，在被困之前他们被鞭打了。
We can read chapter 16, verse 22.
如果我们念第十六章二十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 22.
十六章二十二节。
And then the multitude rose up together against them.And the magistrate tore on their clothes and commanded them to be beaten with rods.
众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们的衣裳，用棍打。
So obviously, in the prison, they prayed to God, they prayed for God's protection.
在监狱中，他们向神祷告，求神来看顾他们。
We know that for them to journey all the way to Macedonia was the revelation from God.
我们知道他们到了马其顿是因为神向他们的显现。
There must be something for them to do there.
他们在那里一定有该做的事情。
Now they were imprisoned.
但现在他们在监狱中。
So it is essential for them to pray to God and to open a way for them to accomplish the will of God.
所以他们必须向神祷告，所以神可以为他们开条路，能了解神的意义。
That's why you find that they were praying in prison, even the prisoners.Were listening to them.
当他们在监狱中祷告时，连众囚犯也侧耳听。
I think today we also need to pray often in order to understand God's will.
那相信今天我们也都需要常常祷告，能来了解神的意思。
And more importantly, because the church has been given the commission to accomplish, therefore we need to know His will to to do the work.
尤其教会担当了神的使命，所以我们更需要祷告来了解神的旨意。
And here we also see that they sang hymns to God.
这里我们看到他们也唱诗赞美神。
Singing hymns is a form of praising God.
那唱诗也是一种赞美神的方式。
It's a form of giving thanks to the Lord.
是一种来感谢神的方式。
So be it in time of peace or in adversity.They did not fail to praise God.
所以无论他们是在顺境还是逆境，他们都没有忘记来唱诗赞美神。
So you find that giving thanks to God is not situational.
所以我们看到感谢神不是不在乎于我们处于在哪种状态下。
So we have to give thanks to God all the time.
我们需要无时无刻的来感谢神。
So in times of difficulties, in times of peace, in times of sickness,we must continue to give thanks to God.
无论是在困难中，是在平安中，还是在困难中，我们都需要；还是在病痛中，我们都要感谢神。
Being able to give thanks to God in prison shows their character.
那能够在监狱中感谢赞美神，能表现出他们的个性。
It tells us about their trust and their favor in the Lord.
可以告诉我们他们的信心跟他们对神的依靠。
I think this is a very important Christian activities that we must do in our daily life.
那我觉得这是对一个基督徒在我们平常生活当中非常重要的一种的事情。
If we are able to bring ourselves to give thanks to God in all situations,
如果我们可以在任何环境中都来感谢神，
we find that through thanksgiving, our hearts can be strengthened.
我们也发现借着这个感谢，我们的信心也会得到坚定。
It is like a way in which we can instill the peace of God in our hearts.
那这是也是一种方法。将神的平安能够建立在我们的心中。
So we must learn to praise God and to give thanks to Him all the time.
所以我们需要学习无时无刻来感谢赞美神。
You find that when the peace of God rule in our hearts,
当我们发现神的平安住在我们心中时，
we will know how to face with difficulties and challenges in life.
我们会知道如何来面对人生中的一切事情。
We find that we will not react to situation.But we would respond to the situation.
我们发现我们不会只是来反应一件事情，而是知道如何来面对。
So you know, and this heart of peace is important to us.
对我们来说，这个平安的心是非常的重要。
And these are the things that you know the workers of God you know did or in prisons.
那这些就是神的工人在监狱中所做的事。
Now if you look at the same chapter.
我们看同一章十六章。
Because of their praying and singing, suddenly there was a great earthquake.
因为他们的祷告跟唱诗突然有了大震动。
So that the foundation of the prison was shaken as well.
甚至监牢的地基都摇动了。
And all the doors were opened.
监门立刻全开。
Now, verse 27.
二十七节。
And the keeper of the prison, awaking from sleep and seeing the prison doors open, supposing the prisoners had fled,drew his sword and was about to kill himself.
禁卒一醒，看见监门全开，以为囚犯已经逃走，就拔刀要自杀。
You know, this is like you know, an opportunity God provided for Paul.
那其实我们可以说，这是神为保罗所准备的一个机会。
To reach out to the jailer.
他可以向这个禁足来传福音。
So you find that Paul seized hold of that opportunity to preach to the jailer and later on his family as well.
所以保罗抓住了这个机会，那后来禁足的一家都来受洗。
But here we can also see the mindset of Paul and Silas.
可是这里我们也看到保罗跟希拉他们的一种观念。
We can say that they were so gospel oriented.
那我们可以说他们全心全意都专注在神的福音上。
Because they knew that they have been commissioned, have been given this duty to reach out to many people.
因为他们知道他们被神托付这个责任要来传福音。
Whenever they saw that there was an opportunity, they would seize hold of it.
他们看到有机会时，就会抓住这个机会。
Even when they were in prison.
就算他们那时是在监狱中。
So the doors sprang open.
那这时候监狱的门都打开了。
So after Paul had preached to the jailer,
所以当保罗传福音给这个禁足时
we find that he also went to his house.
我们看到他也去了他的家。
And to preach to the family as well.
那也将神的道讲给他跟他的全
家。And the Bible says on that night, on the same night, the entire household of the jailer were baptized.
圣经说同一个晚上禁足跟他们全家都受洗了。
Because they had this mindset, that's why God opened the door of salvation for them.
因为他们有这个信念，所以神为他们开了福音的门。
You know, it is important for us to equip ourselves with this kind of mindset.
那对我们来说非常重要，要随时有这个信念。
If we have the hearts to preach.
如果我们有传福音的心。
If we know this from the bottom of our heart that is the commission given by us to God. From God.
我们深信相信这是神所托付给我们的大使命。
Then we find that God will give us opportunity to reach out to many people.
那我们会发现神其实给我们很多机会能够来传福音。
If you look at it slightly differently,
如果我们从不同的角度来看这个故事。
We find that this opportunity was also created by the apostles themselves.
所以我们可以看到这个机会其实也是使徒们自己所创造的。
There are so many opportunities available that we can create for ourselves to preach.
那其实我们可以为自己创造许多来传福音的机会。
Even in the most difficult times in their life,
就算在我们人生最困苦的时刻
you find that they did not fail to preach.
那我们还是不会忘记要传福音。
Because they have this mindset of reaching out to others.
因为我们这个信念已经深深的在我们心中了。
Because they have been touched by the gospel of God.
因为他们被神的福音所感动。
And they knew that this gospel is the only gospel that saves.
他们也知道这是唯一能够拯救灵魂的福音。
Today we thank God.
今天我们感谢神。
Because we have received the same set of belief.
因为我们今天接受了同样的信仰。
We have been given the same gospel.
我们得到了同样的福音。
Our life has been changed by the gospel.
我们的生命因为这个福音而得到了改变。
But we lack this enthusiasm to reach out.
但我们缺乏了这个热心来向别人传福音。
Perhaps our mindset is not gospel oriented.
或许我们并不是全心全意将一切放在这个福音上。
So we need to reconsider our position.
所以我们要再次来回想思考我们的立场。
Today we have been chosen by God.
今天我们被神所拣选。
God wants us to reach out.
神要我们来传福音。
Not just during the evangelistic service.
那不只是在灵恩布道会中。
Whenever there is an opportunity, we must reach out to others.
那只要有机会时，我们就要来传福音。
If we have this mindset, then you will see the wonder of God at work.
只要我们有这个信念，我们就必定能看到神的作为。
This is what the apostles did. Yeah.
那这是使徒们所做的事。
I want you to read also this Philippians.
我们也翻开腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
请翻开腓立比书。
Chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
We read verse 12.
第十二节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 12.
腓立比书第一章十二节。
But I want you to know, brethren, that the things which happened to me have actually turned out for the furtherance of the gospel.
弟兄们，我愿意你们知道，我所遭遇的事更是叫福音兴旺。
Verse 13.
十三节。
So that it has become evidence to the whole palace guard and to all the rest that my chains are in Christ.
以致我受的捆锁在御营全军和其余的人中已经显明是为基督的缘故。
Here Paul related his preaching experience in the prisons to the believers in Philippi.
那这里保罗将他在监狱所遭受的事情来跟腓立比的弟兄们所讲。
For Paul, you find that his imprisonment was an opportunity to preach to the palace guards.
那对保罗，他在监狱里的时候是一个来对 境遇传福音的机会。
This showed us his faith in God was very strong.
这可以看到他对神的信心是如此的坚强。
His entire life is about preaching the gospel.
他的一生就是为了来传福音。
I think this is the mindset that we need to adopt.
我相信这也是今天我们需要拥有的一个信念。
Because he preached the gospel in the prisons.
因为他在监狱里传福音。
His preaching has become an example to the church.In Philippi,
他的传福音就成为腓立比教会的一个榜样。
He has stirred up so many people to take on this duty to reach out.
他也激励了许多人要来背起这个福音。
Today we can do the same in the church.
今天我们若在教会能够有同样的作为。
You find that our little effort in reaching out to people can become, you know, a catalyst.In the church.
那我们发现我们这个小小的一个行为就可以激励弟兄整个教会。
We can stir up the faith and zeal of the church to preach to others.
我们可以激励整个教会弟兄姐妹们的热心。
I guess God is waiting for someone to make a move.
那我相信神其实在等待我们来做这件事。
To take up this challenge to preach to others.
来背起这个责任来向别人传福音。
If we believe that, you know, God has given us the gospel, the gospel of salvation.
如果我们相信神赐给我们这个救恩的福音。
Then we should have the courage to preach to others.
那我们就应该有这个勇气来传福音。
Now, the next thing that he did in the prison.
那他在监狱所做的下一件事情。
You find that he always wrote to the believers.
我们可以看到他时常写信给信徒们。
Like,The book of Philippians, Ephesians, and Colossians, and also a personal letter to Philemon.
那比如以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书，还有一个个人的书信给腓利门。
You find that all these epistles actually talks about his care and concern for the brothers and sisters.
所有这些书信都可以看到保罗对弟兄姐妹们的关爱。
You find that it's like even when he was in prison, he was doing the work of.Pastoring or looking after the well-being of the church.
虽然他是在监狱里，他还是在做牧养的工作。
You know, he encouraged the members, for example, to stay faithful in God.
他鼓励信徒们要对神忠心。
Not to be disturbed, you know, by his own imprisonment.
那不要被他所关监狱的这件事情来受到影响。
I want to raise one or two points here.
那在这里想与大家分享两点。
We turn to Philippians chapter 2.
我们翻开腓立比书第二章。
Please turn to the book of Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章。
We read verse 12.
第十二节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 12.
腓立比书二章十二节。
Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now, much more in my absence, work outYour own salvation with fear and trembling.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Here Paul encouraged the believers to obey God.
这里保罗鼓励信徒们要来顺服神。
If you look at the life of Paul,
如果我们看到保罗的一生
and his final imprisonment in Rome.
还有他最后在罗马的监的被关的时候
according Acts chapter 19 and 20.
那根据使徒行传十九二十节
that was actually the will of God.
这其实是神的旨意
He had to go to Jerusalem first, and then finally he would end his ministry work in Rome.
他需要先到达耶路撒冷，最后他的服事将在罗马结束。
It's like, you know, his ministry work has already been mapped out by God.
就像他的服事，其实一生的服事已经神已经为他摆出了。
So to be in prison is the will of God for him.
所以被关在监狱里也是神的旨意。
So you find that he obeyed God.
我们可以看到他顺服了神。
That's why when he wrote to the members at Philippi.
这是为什么？当他写信给腓立比教会时，
he asked them to obey it.
他劝服他们要顺服神
obey God
要来顺服神
because this is the only way that a person can work out his salvation in fear and in trembling with the help of God and with the grace of the Lord
这是唯一能够战战兢兢做成我们得救的功夫
You find that without obedience it is impossible to to ensure that our salvation is secured.
我们可以发现，今天我们若不顺服，我们得救就不是一个确信确定的事。
Because without obedience, chances are that we will wander away from His right path.
若不顺服神的话，我们就有可能会走偏了这条路。
That's why, you know, as children of God, we must learn to obey.
那身为神的儿女，我们需要学习来顺服他。
You find that to obey is not a simple task.
那其实顺服并不是容易的事情。
Not only we must obey, we must obey Him fully.
那不只要顺服，还要全心全意的顺服。
You find that partial obedience is not obedience at all.
那我们知道，只有一点点的顺服并不是顺服。
Because God demands exact obedience on our part.
因为神要求我们要全心全意的顺服他。
That's why we must learn to obey God fully in our prayer first.
所以我们需要首先在祷告中来学习全
心顺服神。This is the way how we can work out our salvation.
那这是我们如何能够做成得救的功夫。
With a heart of obedience,
那一个顺服的心。
We tend to know His will better.
那我们可以来更加认知他的旨意。
We will be very inward searching, inward searching.
我们会来检讨，看看我们自己的内心。
Because more often than not, we find that our life may not be exactly in line with the Word of God.
因为很多时候我们会发现，其实我们的生活并不是合乎神的道理。
That's why we must learn to obey.
所以我们需要学习来顺服。
If there is a heart of obedience,
如果有一颗顺服的心
，then we will become disciplined.
那我们就会有。
Will become disciplined. Yeah?
那我们就会来
With discipline, we'll tend to follow His will better.
那当我们有这样子的时候，我们就能来顺服他的旨意。
Now this is what Paul told the believers in Philippi.
那这就是保罗来鼓励腓立比信徒的信息。
Another point I want to bring to your attention is in chapter 1, verse 27.
那另外一点是在腓立比书第一章二十七节。
Please read Philippians chapter 1, verse 27.
腓立比书第一章二十七节。
Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I'm here of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel.
只要你们行事为人以基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心智，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Here Paul taught the believers to conduct themselves in propriety, properly.
那这里保罗教导这些信徒们要与福音基督的福音相称。
So that their conduct is in line with the gospel that they have accepted.
所以他们的行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Here again we see the care of Paul.
那再次我们看到保罗对信徒们的关爱。
Because, you know, the children of God are like the beacons of light in this world of darkness.
主耶稣神的门徒的儿女们就如在这个世界上的光。
Through their conduct, the light of Christ,or the life of Christ is shown.
借着我们的行为，主耶稣的形象将被显明出来。
We also see that it is important for us to have this a good conduct so that, you know, we can work together, yeah, for the furtherance of the gospel.
我们也需要有好行为，所以我们可以一起努力，为了来传神的福音。
Sometimes we find that to work together is not a straightforward thing.
那有时候我们发现同工一起来为神工作并不是很简单的事情。
One of the key reasons is because our conduct is not exactly right before God.
那有一个原因就是因为我们的行为在神面前并不是正的。
So if we keep improving ourselves,
所以我们如果继续能够来进步我们自己。
By yielding the power of the Spirit,
来信靠神的圣灵的大能。
Then we find that, you know, to work together will not be a problem.
那我们会发现我们一起为神工作并不是困难的事情。
Because our conduct, our mindset, you know, have been shaped by the Word of God and by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们的行为我们的观念将与神的福音神的圣灵是同样的。
You find that these are the things that the apostle did in the prisons.
那我们发现这些是使徒们在监狱里所做的事情。
They prayed.
他们祷告。
They give thanks to God.
他们感谢神。
They preach the gospel.
他们传福音。
And they also show concern to the brothers and sisters.
他们也对弟兄姐妹们表现出关爱。
You find that these four things they did can be classified into two groups.
那我发现这四件事情能够分为两个不同的类。
Prayer and giving thanks to God are the duties of, you know, of Christians towards God.
那第一，祷告、赞美、感谢神，这是基督徒的本分。
Now preaching and looking after the well-being of others are the commissions from the Lord to the church.
那第二，传福音跟牧养弟兄姐妹们，这是神主耶稣所给我们的大使命。
You find that when Paul was not in prison, or the apostles were not in prison.
所以我们发现，当保罗或是使徒们不在监狱时
，they prayed and they gave thanks to God.
他们祷告。赞美神。
They preach and they look after the believers.
他们传福音，然后来观摩信徒们。
So when they were in prison, they did the same.
所以就算他们在监狱中，他们还是做出了这四件事情。
So meaning whether they were in freedom or in a confinement, they continue to, you know, practice, you know, this two things.
所以我们看到，无论他们是自由或是不自由的，他们还是继续这四样工作。
Now, when Paul was in prison, the apostles were in prison.
当保罗跟使徒们被关在监狱时
they were able to worship God wholeheartedly.
他们也是能够全心全意的来敬拜神。
Now, we look at ourselves today.
但我们今天看看我们自己。
We say we are in freedom.
我们说我们是自由的。
We have been given the freedom to do what we want.
我们有这个自由来做我们所想做的事。
The crucial question we have to ask is this.
但今天我们需要问自己一个非常重要的问题。
Are we able to worship God in spirit and in truth?
那我们还是能够在用心跟诚实来敬拜神吗？
We are in the free world today.
我们今天是在一个自由的国家。
In contrast, the apostles were in prison.
那比起保罗，他们那时是在监狱中。
We find that they were able to worship God wholeheartedly.
但是我们却发现他们能够全心全意来敬拜神。
Today we find that we are not able to do that.
但今天我们却无法做到这个事。
To be honest, sometimes we don't even have the heart to worship God.
那其实我们有时候根本没有这颗心来敬拜神。
We find that worshiping God is a burden.
我们觉得敬拜神是一个重担。
Coming to church is a challenge.
那来到教会也是一个挑战。
We find that this is no longer a kind of joy in us.
那我们发现这不再是一种喜乐。
Although we said we are in this world of freedom.
那虽然我们说我们是住在一个自由的国家里。
We find that our hearts are not free.
但我们发现我们的心却不是自由的。
We are not free to worship God.
我们没有自由的来能够来敬拜神。
Again, we look at the apostle.
再一次我们来看使徒们。
In prison, they carry out the commission that God has given to them.
在监狱中他们来实行了神托付给他们的使命。
It tells us about their mindset, very focused to carry out what the Lord wanted them to do.
告诉我们他们非常专注在他们的信念，知道神要他们所做的是什么。
Collectively speaking, the commission has been given to the church today.
那同样的，今天同样的使命也交付了给我们教会。
We find that we don't have the stamina, the energy, and to enthusiasm, you know, to carry out the commission.
但今天我们却缺乏这个热心、这个热忱来完成这个使命。
We feel feeble, we feel lethargic.
我们感到无力，感到软弱。
That's why we don't preach to anyone.
那这是为什么我们今天不向任何人来传福音。
How many of us have been preaching for the 12 past month?
那我们在过去一年中，我们谁有积极的在传福音呢？
We have the freedom.
我们有这个有这个自由。
We can do what we want to do.
我们可以做我们想做的事情。
But how is it that we are not able to, we don't have the freedom to preach?
但为什么我们没有这个自由来传福音呢？
In a way, it's like we have been what? Restrained or imprisoned.
那有一我们可以说我们其实是像被关在监狱里一样。
Our mindset, our hearts are in the prisons.
我们的观念，我们的心被关起来了。
That's why we are not able to preach.
这是为什么我们无法能够传福音。
This is a serious matter. It's serious things to consider.
那其实这是一个很严肃我们需要来探讨的事情。
If you look at our life,
如果我们看看我们的生活，
many of us, including myself,
那很多人包括我自己，
sometimes our hearts are bound.
有时候我们的心都被锁住了。
It's like a bound so that we cannot really reach out to God.
我们被心被锁住了，所以我们不能真正能够来触摸到神。
That's why we feel very weak.
所以我们感到非常的软弱。
We find that we are very busy.
我们感到我们非常的忙碌。
You know, we engross ourselves fully in the affairs of our life.
那我们也让我们自己忙碌在我们生活中的一切事情。
To an extent that we don't have time to worship God, we don't have the time to what? To fulfill the commission that God has given to us.
到了我们没办法来敬拜神，没办法来完成神托付我们使命的地步。
Sometimes we don't even think about what God has given to us.
那有时候我们根本不会去想神所托付我们的是什么。
Because our minds is preoccupied with too many things.
因为我们的头脑已经被太多的事情来占据了。
We find that we are bound.
我们发现我们被捆绑住了。
We are bound by our own busyness.
我们被我们自己的忙碌所捆绑。
The other thing is that we find that our focus.Have been shifted.
那另外一件事就是我们发现我们的注意已经被移开了。
We have shifted our focus away from God.
我们的注意已经将从神的被转移到其他地方了。
When our mind is away from God, then we are bound.
当我们没办法专注于神，我们也被捆绑住了。
We won't have the power yet to do the will of God.
我们没有这个力量来完成神要我们所做的事。
You find that to do God's work requires divine power and revelations.
我们会发现要来做神的工需要神的能力。
So when the focus is shifted away,
所以当这个注意被转移时，
we become strengthless.
我们就失去了力量。
That's why we find that we are not able to preach.
对，发现为什么我们无法传福音。
We become defocused.
那我们失去了注意力。
That's why we need to focus ourselves once again on God and His works.
这是为什么我们需要再次来专注于神与他的工作。
To do that, we need to simplify our life.
要这样子的话，我们需要来简单化我们的生活。
We need to understand that our life is about serving God, is about worshiping God.
我们需要了解我们的生活重心需要在于来服侍赞美神。
We should revolve our life around God and the matters of God.
我们生活的中心需要是围绕着神跟他神家里的事情。
We must not allow ourselves to revolve around our own life and the affairs of our life.
而不是让我们的中心成为我们各自己生活中的一切事情。
If we do that, if we only think about ourselves, then we are bound.
如果我们只想凡事都只想到我们自己，我们就被捆绑住了。
This is a contradiction.
那这是一个比较，一个矛盾。
We live in freedom, but we are bound.
那我们虽然住在自由的国家，我们却被捆绑。
It's hard to imagine, isn't it?
那其实很难来想象。
People who live in poverty.
那今天身处在贫穷的国家里的人。
Some of our brothers and sisters in Africa, they live in poverty.
那很多弟兄姐妹们在非洲的弟兄姐妹们住在贫困中。
But they are free to reach out to people, they are free to preach.
但他们却是非常自由的能够来传福音。
Because their hearts are not bound.
因为他们的心没有被捆绑住。
So we must make sure that we are not bound.
我们要确定我们自己不是被捆绑住的。
Sometimes we find that our understanding of the words of God has changed.
那有时候我们发现我们对神的话的认知改变了。
The truth gives us understanding.
真理会使我们了解。
We know that understanding is strength.
那我们知道这个认知就是力量。
When our position concerning the truth has changed,
当我们对真理的立场改变了，
we lose understanding.
我们也失去了这个认知。
When this understanding is no longer with us, our power is gone as well.
当我们这个认知不再有的时候，我们的力量也失去了。
So without power, we cannot do anything.
没有力量，我们什么都无法做成。
We cannot preach. We cannot what? We cannot serve God.
我们不能传福音，我们不能来服侍神。
We turn to the book of Galatians.
我们请翻开加拉太书。
Please turn to the book of Galatians, chapter 1.Chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
We read verse 1.
第一节。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 1.
加拉太书第五章第一节。
Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage.
基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立的稳，不要再被奴仆的轭挟持。
Now when we talk about the liberty in Christ, what does it mean?
所以基督里的自由代表什么呢？
We read an example, verse 13.
我们从来读第十三节。
Chapter 5, verse 13.
第五章第十三节。
For you, brethren, have been called to liberty, Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
What is the liberty in Christ?
基督里的自由是什么呢？
Meaning we are given the chance, the power to serve God.
代表我们被赐予这个来服侍神的机会。
And we do not indulge ourselves in the flesh.
那我们自己也不让自己放纵情欲。
And we draw ourselves away from the world.
我们将自己远离这个世界。
And to come close to Christ.
要来亲近神。
This is liberty in Christ.
这个就是基督里的自由。
So today, if we say we have liberty in Christ,
今天我们若说我们有基督里的自由，
How is it that we don't have the power to serve?
但我们为什么却没有这个力量来服侍呢？
It only goes to show that maybe, you know, to a certain extent, we have been bound.
那这只能告诉我们，或许我们已经被捆绑了。
So we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
所以我们求神对我们有怜悯。
So that we can be set free from our own prisons.
所以我们可以从我们自己的监狱里来得到释放。
So that we can come out to serve God once again withspiritual vitality.
所以我们可以再次出来来服侍神。
May God bless us all.
愿神祝福我们。
Let's sing a hymn.
来唱赞美诗。
167.
167首。